Blog Talk Radio.
Hey fellas, this song's for you. Someone whisper in your ear, tell you things you wanna hear. So just relax and let me take control. Just like this.
I wanna lay it down. Can't wait to hear it sound. Feel your warm breath down my neck. I'm gonna touch it there. Kiss you everywhere. I wanna switch positions, I wanna get on top and take control, and I'm gonna lay you down. I'm gonna love you down, babe. Let me love you right now. Let me kiss you right now. I wanna make love to you, baby. Show how much love I got for you. Let me love you right now. Let me love you right now.
Radio.com, another wonderful episode. I'm your host, Supreme.
And your co-host Jay Payton, what's happening?
Yeah, we bring it to you live, the hottest independent music. You already know what's up. The special MLK edition, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the MLK, you know what I'm saying? His birthday, you know what I'm saying? Doing his thing right now. We're doing a little celebration over here. We got the grill popping, you know what I'm saying? We got the fam over here and everything like that, you know. Doing it B.I.G. for B.I.G. What's up with you, Jay?
Oh, man, big chilling, man. Shit, I'm trying to get my bro on, too, though.
I'm saying, though, man, you know I got your plate, bro. It's nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be over here. You know what I'm saying? I'll leave you. We leave you a few ribs, you know what I'm saying? You know you got to get your weight up.
Yeah, shut up, nigga.
I'm trying to get you on my status, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to get there, though.
Yeah, man, I'm going to take you to a buffet, man. We're going to do our thing, man. We're going to eat like big boys and all that, man. But, yeah, man, we're talking about MLK today. So we want to hear a question of the day. What did MLK mean to you? You know what I'm saying? So you hit us up at 661-621-7559 or hit us up on Facebook at Grind. You can hit us up at Grind Network, too. You know what I'm saying? We can't forget about the Grind Network page. But Steady Grinded and James Payton, you leave your comments and everything. Read them on air. Give you a shout-out and all that great nature and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you already know what's up, man. So what's been good with you, bro? I mean, you know what I'm saying? What's popping? I see you bubbling over there, still in your labs, man.
Yeah.
I see you over there stealing, over there thieving and everything, man.
Yeah, they better watch out. Yeah, man, I didn't got the little Twitter up and everything, so if you guys can, just go ahead and follow at SYL underscore productions, that's Stealing Your Last Productions. I'm getting ready to work on that Facebook next. I got my new logo up. I'm pretty sure most of you guys have seen it already, so if you haven't, you know, come check it out. Go to my page, go to the Twitter, whatever. Got a few new songs that we did, me and Cripple King. The newest addition to the...
Don't fall fast like you did. Like, I was not about to ask you, because I've been meaning to ask you, what's up with the Cripple King? Like, where did you get...
Cripple King,
where did you get that name from?
Well, I'm going to let him tell you. Please call in if you're listening right now, man. Matter of fact, I'm going to hit him up right now. I'm going to let him explain pretty much everything.
Listening, we got to know, where did you get that name from? Because I was thinking, like... is he the king of cripples? Like, is he really crippled?
I can't tell you, man. I can't even.
Oh,
tell
he gotta explain it. That's how you gonna leave me out there.
You gotta explain that to you, man.
All right, man. Yeah,
cool
man.
Dude, real cool dude though. You know, he's like the addition to the Stealing Your Labs team. So you know, we started in 2012 outright. You know what I mean? With some good talent. Yeah, exactly. Great talent. You know, all kind of stuff going on, man. By the way, also. There's an improv show. It's going to be this month on I believe it's the 27th. I'm going to double check that for you guys. I only got a few tickets left, about $5 each. So, you know, if you guys want to come check out a great, funny improv show, I'm part of this improv troupe called The Imps. So if you guys are curious about that, check us out. They also have a Facebook as well. I believe it's The Imps or
Imp
Project.
Why you guys, is
The
Imps for improv?
We're The Imps. Just like you're an imp, and she's an imp, and everybody's an imp.
I thought y'all was just doing that because y'all, you know what I'm saying, y'all put the imp in pimping, you know what I'm saying? I thought y'all was
Oh, you know what? It's that, too.
That's
it. It's more than one meaning. It's more than one meaning.
Whatever you want to go with, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
I dig that, man. I dig that. Shout out to my boy MKD, man. He's going to be on in a minute, you know what I'm saying? But right now, we're going to get some hot music. So y'all stick around and keep it locked right here on Grind Network on Bang Out Radio.
Hey, God Devil. Back to the moon. Don't let us run again. Hey, you know what it is. Hey, God Devil. I'm trying to tell you. Let's get it. Man, let's go. Yeah, okay. Yeah, bitch, nigga, you know I'm real. You know that. That 44, yeah, that throwback steel. Or that number 7 with that speed that kills. And I talk to the reverend, it can see that deal. I'm a ruthless nigga, and soon he sap deal. Come on up, militia niggas, waiting to get ill. Man, y'all niggas weak, y'all should let me in.
Y'all should
find out real fast how the story begins. Skip the bullshit and get to the end.
Right,
you get a full clip like next to your friend. Nigga, I'm far from kidding. Fuck y'all, good man. Take your ass with the extension, knock his ass out of contention. Yeah, he out of order, out of whack, out of position. I do this shit for free, I ain't working no commission.
First,
I ain't paying no attention to these hoe ass niggas. Niggas, hear voices, then they go destroying shit. They beat with my domain.
Just
it's
like
all it. Simple, cause it's all about the brain. Easy.
It's triple like the man said. H I double. The double is the key. Don't forget about the YG. Simple. Supreme. I rock. Don't forget about Richard. There's plenty others too, but you know what I'm saying? They not. I don't know how can I say it. They not what they need to be. So let's get back to the money, quit the bullshit, and fuck it. I got a new boo. New first week blunt. So get what you want. AR to the pump. Go wide. Stay while I leave you all back in the dump. Come on, want some other shit. Over stuff in the blunt. Man, stay side double. No lies, no front. I never from the back and take it straight to the front. These niggas watch the bitch be in that hit alert shit. Yeah. My nigga, I rock me, I ain't girl. 30 seconds, he gon' fight, girl. Tell him some of that slick shit that's out of this world.
Come on.
Just me and my right hand getting blown off the church channel. So I'm for the rest like 24 up on my chest.
You did.
Smoke to the rest of y'all. Leave your shit like a vegetable. Nigga, fuck the rest. I told you, I'm the best. And I put it on my shoulders. Jeez.
Man, it's very simple. I'm trying to tell these niggas things. I don't say it, who gon' tell me? Straight up, be the best at this shit. First time coming, first time I lay here. All we see is red and that green shit. I'm trying to tell you one thing, man. Look, come up to this spot, whoever holding this shit down, I don't know who it might be. But if you hear this, just know we coming for your head. H.I.W.
Radio.com. That was the boy Imp, you know what I'm saying? My confessions and everything like that. Good look. Shout out to Imp. By any means, music. Doing his thing out there. But yeah, we wanna know, what does Martin Luther King mean to you? You know what I'm saying? So we wanna hear your opinions on that. Y'all can hit us up at 661-621-7559 or hit us up on Facebook at the Grind Network page or the Steady Grinding or James Payne. I wanna ask you that question, Jay.
Oh, I was gonna say, yeah, I was about to answer. Mm-hmm. One word that I can think of is just inspiration, man.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking at some of the video from the speech. You know, I have a dream speech, and I was just sitting there thinking, like, man, you know, especially in them times, for him to even be able to go up there.
Any man,
yeah,
any black man to do anything in that time and day.
Yeah.
So it's like for him to have the courage enough to do that.
Together, all that, man, yeah. All that, and it's just like to me. Whenever I hear somebody say that, oh, no, I don't think I can do it, it's like, man, I don't want to hear it. I can't. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at this. Look back then in the 60s, man, and look at today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I honestly believe if he wasn't around, things wouldn't be the way they are today as far as, like, you know, racial, you know, all the racial shit going on and, you know, just pretty much everything, you know. It's just more diverse nowadays than anything, you know. So,
yeah. Most definitely. Let's get on this grind and see what people saying out there. Let's start with my boy MKD. You know what I'm saying? Our third host over there in DC holding it down. You know what I'm saying? MKD, what's up with you, man?
What's good? What's good? Happy Martin Luther King Day, y'all.
Man, happy Martin Luther King Day to you too, bro, man. Man, how you doing out there, bro?
I'm good. Everything good in the hood. You know, I'm back to the bus, the Stone Age on the bus and the train, but it is what it is.
Man.
I keep it moving.
You over there, oh, man, I know how that is, man. Getting
you say, you say you catch the bus and the train?
Yeah, I got to catch the bus and the train just to get to work.
The Metro?
Yeah.
Oh, no,
yeah.
You said DC. Okay, no, I'm tripping.
I'm like, hey, that's
y'all got, like, little subways and all that?
Yeah.
He probably,
it goes
he
all
probably
like,
drives,
it, it goes,
he probably
it,
drives
man,
to
the train
station.
Train station goes everywhere in here, to D.C., Maryland, and Baltimore. So there's no way of...
Yeah.
If you don't have transportation for yourself, I went back.
So you don't need no car out there. You don't need no car out there, right? In an area
well,
like
I
that.
I don't say all that now.
You're like, man, don't put me on that.
Yeah.
Hey.
You driving do have its perks, though. You know when it's time to go and do what you got to do, like, you know, dates and stuff like that, and, you know, hop in the car to take them somewhere or stay out the cold, you know, it is. Driving is a privilege, and, you know, I ain't going to let it stop me from getting my money.
Can't let it stop you. We just talking about that. People be talking about on, especially on this day. You can't say none. You can't say can't.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, for real.
So, you know what I'm saying? We asking all the callers and everything, what does MLK mean to you? You know what I'm saying? What does his legacy and all that mean to you?
Man, without him, he gave us freedom of speech, not to go out there in the world to say how you feel and let people know what you're doing is wrong. And whatever you do to us, I don't give a rat ass what you do to me. I'm gonna let you know I am black. Hear me roar, and if you're not gonna give me my rights, I'm gonna force you in, or you gonna have to give it to me because you're gonna get tired of us talking shit or saying what we gotta say.
Huh, I bet the white man was mad at them back in the day. He was like, if I see y'all one more time,
I'm getting tired of this shit.
Yeah.
I can't draw the word out,
man.
You know, he gave us that freedom of speech, not to be afraid of how we feel and what we got to say to these folks. And, you know, and a lot of people was like, well, you shouldn't say that. You know, back in the slavery days, you know, as soon as you said the wrong word or you looked at somebody crazy, they ready to hang you. And, you know, when he made a stance and said, I have a speech, and everybody was backing him up on him speak on it when he talked and had to walk, you know, you see the white folks ready to stick the dogs on them, you know, had the people with the water spraying them down and all that just because they had
like animals or something.
Yeah, just because they feel what you're doing is wrong and they you know, we got to say something about it.
Yeah,
white back in the day, white folks didn't like that. They didn't want to. They all they wanted to do was look down. Once they said something, they said, once they said something, you have to roll. But now, no. No more. He paved the way. He paved the way. He really did.
That's real talk. That's real talk, man. MK, you going to stick around for a little bit?
All day, every day. Let's get it.
Man, that's what I like to hear, man. Let's get into one more caller before we get into this song. Caller 6288, you on the grind.
What up? Cripple King up in here.
Cripple King.
Uh-oh, there you go.
Cripple King.
Hey, yo,
King of all cripples.
Your question
the
of the day.
King of all cripples. I can't walk,
yeah,
and
yeah,
I'm the king of
yeah.
them.
So it is real, you know what I'm saying? The Cripple King, it goes with the name?
Yeah, that's my name, Cripple King, man, that's my name.
So how did you come about that name, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I remember just like a long time ago, I was just chilling in a rap battle, right? And
yeah.
the dude was deaf.
Yeah.
And I guess someone told him that there was a guy there that was like handicapped, you know, around that. He started busting the flow.
Yeah.
So then, I don't know, I don't even remember what I said, but I said something like, I'm the cripple king, bitch. Like, you know, this, like, you're fucking to death, you know, the line or whatever.
Took it and empowered it, man. You ain't about to say none, man. I can respect that all day, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jay first told me, everyone I seen on the day, I said, Cripple King. And then, then I heard about the song y'all did. I didn't get to hear the song all the way, but y'all heard about the song, man. Man, you're going to have to get it
again. Don't worry, when I first added him on Facebook, I was like, what the hell? I was like, man, should I feel bad or should I just go along with it or what?
Hey, it's all good. It's all good.
Man, I don't care. Cripple King.
Man, I got a story for y'all. What I used to do in high school, I used to talk about people. I have a name, something similar to that. And, you know, I feel bad for talking about this dude. I even gave him a name. His name was Wheelchair Willie. It's not funny, but I'll tell you the story later. Go ahead, homie. Go ahead, Cripple King.
Yeah, we did a track together called Little Debbie Snacks. We actually did two tracks with Little Debbie Snacks and Cripple Ass Cripple Niggas.
Wake up in the AM, turn my swag on, and I'm home, and I'm home, and I'm calling my phone, feeling like a $1 million. So fresh, so clean, and it's good, and I'm doing my thing. Sun and shades on, hat to the back, I'm fresh, I'm fly, I do it like that. Straight to the top, elevator, cause a nigga moving up, elevator. Money's all I think about, niggas know what I be on, grinding is my occupation, never no vacation on, like a pot of neck bones all night
yeah.
to the early moan, man I'm not to get
yeah,
this money, I don't care what you be on, every day I'm in the zone, ride around my town alone, ratchets blowing up my phone, cause they wanna get it on, I ain't tripping off them racks, only trying to get some racks, whatever you need, nigga, I got it or I'll bring it back.
Yeah, man, my bad about that, you know, that's the invisible haters out there, you know what I'm saying, they getting at us at whatnot. They have me talking with my mic on and everything, man. Give me a little behind the scenes, man. But, hey, Cripple King and MKD, we're going to be back with you in a minute. We're going to get into some hot music. So y'all stick around right here on Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
You tuned in to your boy Supreme and Jay Payton on Grind Network, BangOutRadio.com.
Wake up in the AM, turn my swag on, and I'm home, and I'm home, and I'm calling my phone, feeling like $1 million. So fresh, so clean, and it's good, and I'm doing my thing. Sun and shades on, hat to the back, I'm fresh, I'm fly, I do it like that. Straight to the top, elevator, cause a nigga moving up, elevator.
Money's all I think about, niggas know what I be on, riding is my occupation, never no vacation on, like a pot of neck bones all night to the early moan, man I'm out to get this money, I don't care what you be on, every day I'm in the zone, ride around my town alone, ratchets blowing up my phone, cause they wanna get it on, I ain't tripping off them racks, only trying to get some racks, whatever you need nigga I got it or I'll bring it back, realest nigga in the streets, everybody mess with me, my plug with these tickets, I never run out of electricity, if you ever got it out to shit me up, I'll be there instantly, I'll be wired up in no time, like damn what you gave to me, nothing but the best indeed, satisfaction guaranteed, plus I got the cheapest feeder, ain't no way that I won't eat, fly snake on the scene, plus my pocket full of green, the only thing I chase is cream, this life I'm living ain't a dream,
wake up in the AM, turn my swag on, I'm home, little hood rats calling my phone, feeling like $1 million, so fresh, so clean, and it's good, and I'm
dollars. Money on my mind, nothing less than $1 million. Baby, ain't about her bread. Homegirl, don't even bother. Even if you had the face to match that, but I wouldn't holler. Game so sick, somebody better call a doctor. Just patiently waiting, just trying to kick it, no soccer. I'm all about this paper, I swear that I'm a copper. Think I'm making potatoes, other words, imposters. The top elevator, head spinning like a chopper. You posted in the center at the game, you a blocker. Me, I'm hella proper, swag, turn, don't holler. Don't associate with wasters, my niggas and shopters. We sipping on yak, I see y'all still mixing vodka. This boy so frank, ain't talk about Sinatra. Dear boat locker, promise that they don't want it. You can stay awake, I'ma go to sleep on it. Yeah, and then I wake up in the AM, turn my swag on, I'm home, little hood rats calling my phone, feeling like $1 million. So fresh, so clean, and it's good, and I'm doing my thing. Sun and shade zone, hat to the back, I'm fresh, I'm fly, I do it like that. Going straight to the top, hella paper, cause a nigga moving up, elevator. Feeling like a boss in the hood, so I wake up early, hit the perfect with gold. I ain't talking the Laker jersey, won't hesitate, 11 spray. I don't pick a fight, me and my boys stay with them toys. No Fisher Price with an accurate aim with you and your homie chalk. Them shells to make you do flips, no Tony Hawk. I'm with the Glock on the curb, I'm a Jerry Curl Compton nigga. Catch me on the block like Herb. I'm a cold nigga, I fuck your wife in your bed. I hang your life on some threads, I put a price on your head. Homie, it's treacherous, big feet on the young cycle back. And I'm moonwalking on buses like I was Michael Jack. A cold hustler, gotta keep a handy Glock. Keep what you need, every flavor at the candy shop. I murder cats, I don't just murder rap. And I don't fuck with 5-0, so fuck Curtis Jack. Wake up in the AM, turn my swag on, now I'm home, little hood rats calling my phone, feeling like $1 million. So fresh, so clean, and it's good, and I'm doing my thing. Sun and shade zone, hat to the back, I'm fresh, I'm fly, I do it like that. Going straight to the top, hella paper, cause the nigga moving up, elevator. Wake up in the AM, turn my swag on, now I'm home, little hood rats calling my phone, feeling like $1 million. So fresh, so clean, and it's good, and I'm doing my thing. Sun and shade zone, hat to the back, I'm fresh, I'm fly, I do it like that. Going straight to the top, hella paper, cause the nigga moving up, elevator.
Elevator, that's the boy Young Beat over there, you know what I'm saying? With swag right there, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Young Vito, House of Sounds and everything. He do it all for your bootlegs, music,
everything.
Recording. He got vending machines over there. He got the candy. He's all around hustler. So shout out to my boy Vito out there. Man, but today we talking about MLK, you know what I'm saying? We celebrate Martin Luther King and whatnot, and his legacy and whatnot. So if we want to hear from you, what you guys got to say about, in your opinions and everything. So you can hit us up at 661-621-7559. You know what I'm saying? You can hit us up on Facebook. You already know what it is. Grind Network page, Steady Grinded, or James Payton. You know, leave us a comment. Let us know what you say. Shout out. You know, we give you the shout out, man. Shout out to the 202-661 and the 607. They out there doing it big. You know what I'm saying? Listening to us. Let's get back to our callers. We got my boy MKD on there. And we got King.
Hey, my bad.
I feel bad saying that, though, but I guess that's your name, so I got to go with it. You know what I'm saying? But, my bad, you got cut off with us and everything like that. But what we're saying, what does Martin Luther King, his legacy, mean to you?
To me? Oh, man,
yes.
He's a boss, man. That's all I got to say. All he did, we need more people like that right now going through the situation we all go through right now. You know, the economy and everything. We need people like that. We don't see that anymore. We need more people like him.
Yeah, man.
Someone
like,
needs to stand up.
Yeah. Like, what do you think what people will need to do that to stand up? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's already a lot of injustice and everything in the world, but it seems like ain't nobody trying to make a move.
I don't know why, man. That's, you know, just with everything you see these days, you know, with the simple, you know, just by saying something online, you know, shit happens to you, you know?
Yeah. All right, I'm going to direct this question to MK. MK, bro, what would you think Martin would say about today's generation? Well, not today's generation, basically everything happened after he died. Do you think he would be good, glad, in the middle, or what do you think he would feel?
I don't know. People are afraid to stand up and fight for their cause. And he probably called a lot of these, you know, so-called pastors are these people that's sent in here for everybody, some punk bitches. Like they're afraid to die for their cause. You know,
yeah.
When he spoke, he knew Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, and all the greats, they knew what they fighting for. They knew they could lose their life.
Yeah.
But they knew at the end of the day, when they lose their life, they made a change.
Yeah.
They didn't make a change for themselves.
Those men gave their life for the cause, man.
Yeah. So people are not
yeah.
People are scared to lay down their lives to help people change nowadays. Like everybody helps out, but it's like it's on a low key now. Like they try to stay below the radar because you know the government system they don't want us to grow. They don't want us to come together as a great big family tree and move weight. Because if all of us was on one accord, man, we'd be knocking down
something to reckon with, man.
Unstoppable on
everything. It's crazy that you say that.
We'd be untouchable.
It's crazy that you say that because I was just watching that movie J. Edgar Hoover with Leonardo DiCaprio. Actually, that is a great movie, man. It really depicts everything about the man's life. And he was, and a part of the movie is his beef with Martin Luther King, like why he didn't like him. They didn't explain like really why, but it just like, I guess the way he was uplifting the people, not even black, you know what I'm saying? Just all the people give him a different insight and everything, trying to change the culture of America, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he really despised that. He did everything in his power to discredit the man and everything like that, with doing wiretaps, even putting the business out about him and cheating on his wife and everything like that.
Everything.
And that goes along with what you were saying, like, you know what I'm saying, the way he was doing it, man. He had people together, man. He had people solid, you know? So, and it was a beautiful thing, and I don't know if we can get that back, you know what I'm saying? Because that was a very special moment in time right now. But MKD, Cripple King, y'all stick around for a little bit. I'm going to get into a little bit more music right here, and then we're going to get into some more callers and whatnot. So we want to hear what you got to say about MLK's legacy. So if y'all want to speak and whatnot, dial 661-621-7559. Just press 1 to talk to the host, you know, and everything like that. Or hit us up on Steady Grinder or James Payton on the Grind Network page, you know. We'll read your comments on air and everything, give you shout-outs and all that. So y'all stick around. Keep it locked right here on Grind Network, bangoutradio.com.
now, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only
Lee Baker.
We can get blown, get drunk, straight face. Cause I'm trying to cut, so go ahead, get wasted. Yeah, we can dress till the room stops spinning. But I don't wanna hear, I had one too many. See, you can blame it all on that one too many. And we can have a ball on that one too many. And you can bring a friend, one too, that's plenty. And more than one night, now that's one too many.
Where that mama body picture perfect reminds me of Bugatti's and the calendar I purchased. Just got paid, so you know the kids flirting. And at the bar, bro came to the club Thursday. If you were some trash, you would be dry mouthed. But baby, you was bad, so let's post up at the house. And maybe we can speak about whatever it is we thinking about. Sitting at the bar, shop a shot, yeah, let's drink it out. You like the kush too, ma, I keep a sweet around. Now I got the munchies, baby, tell me, can I eat around? Mama, don't trip out the tab I'm spinning. But I ain't trying to hear, I had one too many.
We can get blown, get drunk, straight face. Cause I'm trying to cut, so go ahead, get wasted. Yeah, we can drink till the room stops spinning. But I don't wanna hear, I had one too many. See, you can blame it all on that one too many. And we can have a ball on that one too many. And you can bring a friend, one too, that's plenty. And more than one.
Ma, let's get it on, cause you riding with that nigga. I hit you like a chill, guarantee I make you shiver. See, I can go down till you're screaming out for more. He can make it rain, but I bet I make it fall.
I tell you, mama, there's no better than the bastard. Swag on fist whip, higher than a bell tower, ringing your missus. Don't want to offend, but I wanna get missing. Go down and give you little kitty kisses.
Yeah.
No diamonds on. She want another shot, bartender, where you at? Lady, keep your change, mama, I'ma pay the tab. See, I'ma throw this money while you gon' shake ass. We can get blown, get drunk, straight face. Cause I'm trying to cut, so go ahead, get wasted. Yeah, we can drink till the room stops spinning. But I don't wanna hear, I have one too many. See, you can blame it all on that one too many. And we can have a ball on that one too many. And you can bring a friend, one too, that's plenty. And more than one night, now that's one too many.
One too many, one too many. You and your friend leave with me and my Jimmy. Half on a nut, one too, that's plenty. More than one night, now that's one too many. One too many, one too many. You and your friend leave with me and my Jimmy. Half on a nut, one too, that's plenty. More than one night, now that's one too many.
We can get blown, get drunk, straight face. Cause I'm trying to cut, so go ahead, get wasted. Yeah, we can drink till the room stops spinning. But I don't wanna hear, I have one too many. See, you can blame it all on that one too many. And we can have a ball on that one too many. And you can bring a friend, one too, that's plenty. And more than one night, now that's one too many.
Hey, welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. This is the boy Tragic over there, one too many. So all y'all girls out there, friend, like you had one too many, don't do it with Tragic, because he's going to leave you where you at. You know what I'm saying? That's what he talk about over there, man. He dissing the females over there, man. But shout out to everybody out there. Shout out to 301 out there. I really don't know what area code you is, but thank you for listening. I appreciate it, Dick. I'm see you out there. You know? But, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you could call press one and we could hear you talking. Give a shout out. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we're talking about Martin Luther King and everything like that, and what his legacy meant to us and everything like that. So you want to get in, join in the conversation? Hit us up at 661-621-7559. Hit us up on Facebook at Grind Network page, Steady Grind on the James Payton. Leave a comment, message, and we will holler back at you.
Do it.
That sounds like a answer machine right there, huh?
We'll get right back to you.
Get right back to you. Just leave a message after the tone and all that, you know. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, let us know. Just press one to talk to the host and everything. But yeah, we talk about different things. There's also a lot of things going out here in Antelope Valley for the independent artists. You know, we got shout out to Veronica Fields over there. She's doing some events at Mango Tango. She got an independent showcase, I believe, February 9th, but don't quote me. I'm going to put it on my Facebook so y'all check that out. And then January 26th, the weekend before the Super Bowl, she got a jersey party. So all y'all teams that got put out, y'all could represent up there and everything like that. I can't complain because my team ain't never made it. I'm a Rams fan and all that. See, look in the background. I'll talk about Niners and all that. Man, get up out here, bro.
Oh, man.
All that mess, man. You know what I'm saying? They up in there. They done made a complete turnaround, but I got to give them their props. But, yeah, all them teams that didn't make it, y'all can support your team up there. Jersey party going down at Mango Tango, I believe, the weekend before the Super Bowl. So y'all check that out. I'm going to put the information on the Facebook, Steady Grinding. You're going to send it to James page and all that. So shout out to Veronica out there. We're going to have tickets for that coming up soon, so y'all keep it listening, keep it locked and listening and whatnot. You know, so y'all can win tickets on it. You know, we're going to probably have some games, do some and everything like that. I want to do a game. I was watching this thing on Facebook, man. Not Facebook, excuse me, but WorldStar.
WorldStar.
Yeah, you know I'm a WorldStar junkie, man.
I was on that till like 2 in the morning last night.
It's so funny, though, man. It's like got so much endless stuff that you could just watch on there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But craziness, it ain't all tainted like YouTube and all that. I want that raw and cut, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I've seen people do this. They was in Detroit. They was doing slap for cash. You know what I'm saying? They was
cash. So let somebody slap you for some cash, right?
They was exactly what you said. Letting somebody slap them for cash. And they got a few people. You know what I'm saying? First they had a white dude doing it. I was like, oh yeah, they probably.
Yeah, how much they charging? I mean, like, how much they offering?
They didn't really show the money, give it to them, but they was like, I guess like, you know, I mean, I wouldn't pay nobody that much to slap them, you know what I'm saying? I'd probably pay them like $20. You know what I'm saying? But,
man.
You know what I'm saying? Don't be looking at to get rich off of me from slapping you, you know? But, yeah, they was really slapping and, like, giving it to them. You know what I'm saying?
Haymaker slaps.
Yeah, knockout slaps. So I was thinking, I was like, man, is people really that thirsty? Is the economy that bad that you got to get slapped for some cash? You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I'm sitting here just trying to think, like, would I do the, like, would I take some cash? I just don't think I could just take another dude slapping me. Maybe a girl or something. I don't know.
I couldn't take nobody slapping me, man. I don't care. I can't say I don't care.
I don't know. It depends. It depends, man. Like, nothing under $50.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing under 100, man. Okay. I mean, not even 100, man. I got to go, a rack on that, man, or something. Slap me that. You got
See, I guess the way we're talking about it, because it sounds like, I'm talking about, like, it sounds like they pulling back and slapping you with all they might. So is it those kind of slaps?
They cocked all the way back to the shoulder blades and slapped them. Dude was on the ground.
No,
it was in the cold. It was like snowing when I see this. So I know.
You know that thing.
Dude, and he was a heavy hand. It was a big white dude. I know he was heavy handed. And he was knocking everybody that he slapped, he knocked down. Like they fell on the floor. So it's like, it wasn't no nice slap. And
I'm cool on that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but I mean, I'm
on the floor.
I think people would do it out here. I mean, some people out here are a little thirsty. They probably do it for $5, you know. So, so we might have to go out there, take the camera out there, investigate and whatnot. MK.
Yes.
Oh man, why y'all bring that up? My auntie showed me an old picture of me, man. I took my whole focus off. Yeah, man. But yeah, we talking about that slap for cash, man. Because I seen it on WorldStar, man. Tell me, what you think about that, bro? You think the economy's
bad? Man, I ain't let nobody slap me, man. I get in my feelings. Like, you slap me, even though you're
going to
give me some money,
I'm going to
have to slap you back.
You like, man, it's part of the contest.
Yeah, I don't care.
This is some reflexes.
Man, yeah, man, because I ain't letting nobody slap me.
Yeah,
I don't care. I don't care if it was $1,000 they had in my hand, man. They put it in my hand. I was like, I'll see y'all niggas later.
Yeah, they been really trying to look for you, man.
Yeah, I'll be back. I'll never slap you. Let me go to the bathroom right quick.
Yeah,
that's what I gotta do.
Yeah,
I can't let nobody slap.
Yeah, man. If y'all want to join the conversation, hit us up at 661-621-7559. Just press 1 to talk to the host. Get on air. Do your shout-outs and everything. We're talking about slap for cash. We're also talking about Martin Luther King, you know what I'm saying, the legacy. We want to hear your thoughts on that. You know, we want to hear what his legacy meant to you, you know, and If it does mean, because some people, I was looking at YouTube because I was looking for some speeches, but I couldn't upload them because I didn't have enough time. But I was looking for some speeches and whatnot, and it would seem like there's a lot of people in there hating on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely going to be some of that. It's always going to be some of that. That's like a thing right there.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? So we want to know what his legacy meant to you and whatnot. So y'all hit us up. Like, y'all know, if y'all don't know the number by now, I'm going to let you know one more time. Not one more time, but 6-6-6-2-1-7-5-5-9. Just press 1 to talk to the host and whatnot. And let us know what's on your mind, what you thinking about, you know? What's going on in your town and everything, uptown, downtown, all around, you dig? Right now, we're about to get into a little Hitman Boss Gang right now. Let me scroll up. But we're about to get into a little Hitman Boss Gang right now. So y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Never. Right here on. Now it's Invisible Haters up here trying to strip on
me. Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
Y'all already know what it is.
5150.
Niggas but hate faggots, your face trash. I'm a goon, run the younger platoon. Leave niggas in tones used to ask questions to get a confession. Now I just shoot them. I was 14 when I first held the beam. Only getting worse if you scared go to church, cause I'm in these streets every day, but stay prepared for the worst. And I don't need no allies when I'm doing this shit. Wilson suppressor out the dresser. Yeah, I move in silence, and I grew up with no guidance. Take my anger out through violence. And since that day at school, I acted a fool and scared the shit out my peers. I've been on some other shit. Better know who you fucking with. Not your beef, don't get drug in it. Start with me and get stuck with it. Cause niggas speculation, what got me my reputation. Would think they exaggerate and say I'm adjacent to Jason. But big pistols, I'm popping them. Flashy niggas, I'm robbing them. Only for prospering, I'm on the doctrine. Time block your limbs like an oxygen. Grizzly a nuisance, grimy, bully and ruthless. Keep me away from your kids, cause I'm a bad influence.
I think it's funny niggas act like they don't owe me money. I ain't gon' stand for niggas, what? I'm a dummy, I'm on my own, man. And I'm grown, man. With my fat ass pistol in my right hand, you gon' understand my plan. Eliminate your bitch ass off my land. Won't give you a hand, won't give you a stick. Give you this finger while I'm fucking your bitch. And when I'm done, walk over and slap you with my generation, so you know that we the shit.
The clock ticking, blowing dodie is a plot thickin'. A pot of chickens on a stove with a pot of pistons. A real nigga in the street, yeah, I feel nigga. Step up, F up, and get filled, nigga. Me and Rock in the cut by the spiller, nigga. Gorilla nigga on some killer shit, gorilla nigga. I'm still the nigga, licking shots, taking shots of liquor. It's shocked to figure that I'm hot just like a G-Ride. Nigga, I'm three high, and that yellow and black beehive. Yeah, I keep that behind the sky just like a dragonfly. I'm on my dragon, just spitting fire while the fire lit. It ain't hard to get hands down, ain't no argument. I got some bitches in the bins, but some hoes hardly spent. And if I just get my dick sucked, then it's hard to send. Popping bottles, I know niggas who pop hollow. Pimping nigga follow, running hoes out the Tahoe. My name YG, they say that sound familiar. It's short for YGB, most niggas ain't familiar.
I come through with the troops, black boots in the gloves. When the set starts starving, the real ones do they stub. It's a certain standard that you have when you fly through the streets. Like if a nigga diss the set, you come back with his teeth. But calm down, don't frown, baby, you knew what it was. Don't talk straight dick gaze through my tunnel of love. See that, get back, you free, fly like a dove. Forget me, come back when you fall for the dubs. I no longer love, just snatch bitches for grub and sex. Fuck two times, then your boy on to the next. Pass the bitch through the set, after I dug out her neck. I'm so live, checking bitches in, just like a vet.
Niggas told me we was fucking done, homie. Last but not least, baby. All right, rock, homie. All right, homie. Ain't that double in the building? Quickest pumper number two, man. Number two, man. Yeah.
I rock prison, you know it don't stop. Who bitch next to my dick go pop?
Right.
Break bitch pop,
right?
Don't lock
it,
don't like it,
right?
Don't like it, then bitch just rock. I ain't be hype, simple trick. Now everybody know my pussy sick. Girl, better my nigga better cut the shit.
Yeah,
right, walk the fucking dick. Some fantasy, cause I'm the shit.
Right.
You the original, and I'm the mixing up her hair while she give me head. Ride around town, pop it down. That's your chick, no, not right now. She enjoys the life I'm putting down. A beast turns up, corrupt these streets.
That's
new
right.
World order, better grab your heat.
Had
you sleep, your heart getting through deep. Without a paddle,
yeah.
That's the street.
Hitman, Hitman, we present.
Barco,
Barco,
you bitch.
Hey, welcome back to Grind Never Gonna Bang Out Radio, man. That was the team, Hitman Boss Gang with Killer. Shout out to my boys out there, Richard, my boy YG, you already know what it is. My boy I Rock, you know what I'm saying, doing it big. Shout out to my boy Menace. Who else is on the track, man? There's a lot of people on that track, man. Too many to name, right? But y'all already know if I forgot anybody, shout out to y'all, you dig? But yeah, right now we're talking about MLK and what his legacy means to the people and whatnot. And if y'all want to join the conversation, hit us up at 661-621-7559 or hit us up at on Facebook at the Grind Network page or Steady Grinding on James Payton, you dig? You know what I'm saying? So hit us up over there. We'll know what he meant to y'all. So just press 1 if you want to talk to the host. Right now, let's get into caller 633-6333. You're on the Grind.
I could say, I love you, Daddy James.
Okay.
What?
Daddy James, nobody loves you. You crazy, man.
Oh my God.
They went off real quick. Shout out to that, though. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to our other
listeners.
Yeah, they hung up
real quick. Oh, my God.
Listener 678-317. I mean, the area code, excuse me. Area code 678-317. Shout out to y'all out there for listening and whatnot on the Grind and everything like that. But yeah,
hey,
if you're in a conversation, hit us up at 661-621-7559. Just press 1 to talk to the host. Yeah, Jay, I see you getting poppin' out there, bro.
I guess so, man. You know what I'm saying? I prefer Papa, but I'll see what that. You know what I'm saying?
You crazy.
Yeah, she got on too.
Yeah, let's get back to these phone lines. Caller 9138. You on the Grind?
What's happening? What's happening? This your boy Mario Johnson, aka the one and only Mr. Pills.
Mr. Pills.
Hey, who drinking? Who smoking? What's happening?
Oh man, that's that joint
Bang
right there.
Bang got radio grinding.
Man, what's up with you out there, man?
Man, chilling in the A, man. It cold as I don't know what, you know. Still same old. Still holding it down, getting these shows ready and shit. Was good.
I see you been out there working hard, man. I see you out there on Facebook and whatnot. You pumping hard.
Hey man, I'm trying to do a little something. You know what I'm saying? Just doing what I do, bro. You know what I'm saying? Got a couple deals on the table, so. You know,
yeah.
just low key for the moment, you know.
Oh yeah, that's what it is. So question of the day. You know what I'm saying? Your question of the day. We're trying to see what do you think of Martin Luther King's legacy? You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? And everything like that. What does it mean to you?
Well, you know what I'm saying. The script couldn't have been written, you know, any better than it was written. Besides, so. How they had to hate on him and kill him, you know what I'm saying? And that goes to show you, you know, to assassinate a black man like that, you know, that means that that man was extremely powerful, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? And for him to just, you know, assassinate somebody like a caliber of that type of dude, you know what I'm saying? It's just unheard of, but that the legacy, you know, it's been living on ever since, you know what I'm saying? He's been gone, you know? It's just so many different scripts and different phrases and just everything about that man was awesome. You feel what I'm saying? And it's just you can't just really touch on one particular section because it's like, you know, everything he said and he did was real. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's just. I can remember, you know, being in high school, being in middle school and having to do that. I have a dream speech, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
Over the intercom in front of all the students. And, you know, it was only like 3 people that actually did that. I came in second place, but it wasn't about being in the first place or second place. It was about letting his legend live on, his memory.
Yeah, and let you know what's
and,
up
and,
you know, with it, you know what I'm saying, keeping it fresh in the mind.
Already, because at that time, you know, out here in the A, you know what, where I was at growing up, it was all white, you know what I'm saying, when that went down, you know what I'm saying? So for me to speak over intercom and you having these white folks, you know what I'm saying, actually listening to you and understanding that, you know, just because black is powerful, you don't
yeah.
have to, you know, segregate yourself, you feel me? So it's a lot of people open their eyes all the way back that time. And to this day, you know, without him, you know, there wouldn't be no Free at Last, you know what I'm saying? It wouldn't be anything, you know? And
Most definitely.
It's overwhelming that, you know, after these many years, these many decades, et cetera, et cetera, his name just lives on, and I'm glad to be an African American, no doubt.
That's
most
definitely. Got to stand up for that one. Mr. Pills, stick around for a minute too. We're gonna bring another caller on too right now. kind of serious question. Caller 6288, you're on the grind.
Cripple.
Oh, Cripple, what's up with you, man? What's up, man? You
I'm back.
You definitely stayed around, bro. Hey, I'm over here double tasking, man. Well, bring another caller, 3209. Caller 3209. Oh, they acting a little shy. Don't be shy out there, 3209 area code, man. Make your voice heard. Oh, then they gonna get up. I should call them back. Give them a little prank call, man. But so Pills, what do you think Marv would say about today's legacy?
Man. Satisfied how things are.
About how things are after his assassination and whatnot.
Wow. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, basically the way I see it, you know, it's already, let's put it this way. If he was there, you know, he would be president, of course. That's first and foremost.
Yeah.
Secondly, you know, he would be proud to a point. But as Americans, you know, as a people, we still haven't gotten it together. You feel me? He'd be a little bit disappointed in that situation because we still fighting each other. You know what I'm saying? Over nothing. You know what I'm saying? We giving more money to different countries than we giving to our own country. You feel me? So it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? They don't want a black president in. That's exactly why they assassinated him. Because like I say, black is stronger than anything. And ain't no telling how he would react, man. Because like I say, this how I put it. I always say a lot of people always, you know, you say heaven or hell, you know. But this is the way I see it. Just hell is what we're living through right now, you know what I'm saying? It's not fire and brimstone right now, but it's just the way that we are not coming together as a people. And therefore, we will all keep on going down and down and down until we just form a unity that, you know what I'm saying, we can make just stronger than ever. But, you know, it's still so much, you know what I'm saying, prejudice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's
real
still
talk.
So much bickering. And the most prejudice, you know, goes on, you know, through the White House and the Congress, you know what I'm saying? Because I look at it like this. It's a reason that Democrats are blue and Republicans are red. You think about it like this. That ain't nothing but Bloods and Crips banging.
Real talk.
Until you just come to, you know, you can settle down and just really just be colorblind. That's what I'm going to say. Just be colorblind about the whole situation and understand that we in this thing together. Because one thing about it, if the world was to blow up right now, everybody would be gone. So who would win and who would win? So, you know,
yeah.
I think MLK, man, he would still preach the good word, you know what I'm saying, like he always have. But, you know, then you got these ignorant people that's not even trying to take that other step, you feel me? And
okay.
They just want to steadily be right where they are, to be content where they are right now. So, you know what I'm saying, as a people, man, you know what I'm saying, that's why you got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying, you got to speak for your own self, because if you don't do it, nobody else will.
That's real talk.
Just always be humble by situations, no matter how big or small they are. You know what I'm saying?
Gotta stay hungry and humble out there.
That's right, bro. That's right.
I thought like that. I think if everybody thought like how you think, man, it'd be a whole lot different than what it is right now.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Mr. Pills, you going to stick around for a little bit?
Yeah, I see what's okay.
All right, we're about to get it some more. We're going to try to bring some pills up for you, some Mr. Pills. Man. Who smoke and who drink? Cause that's my joint. I ain't going to lie about that. I ain't going to lie, man. But we're going to get it some hot independent music right now. So y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's your boy Mystery on the track. You know I'm.
Yeah, it's your boy Mystery on the track. You know I'm a producer. I ain't no rapper. Shouts out to Young Mel on this beat though.
Radio.com. You know, saying thanks for sticking with me through the technical difficulties and whatnot. Who we got on the line? We got my boy MKD. You already know our third host. We got Mr. Pills, and we got Cripple Kang on the line. You know what I'm saying? And we're talking about MLK's legacy and whatnot. If you want to join the conversation, hit us up at 661-621-7559. Just press 1 to talk to the host and whatnot. Or hit us up on Facebook at Grind Network page, or hit us up on Steady Grinding or James Payton, you know. But, yeah, right now we're discussing MLK and his legacy and what his legacy means to you and what he would think about today's generation, you know what I'm saying, after the assassination, you know what I'm saying. If he was still alive, what would he think? Would he be cool with it? Mad at it, or you know what I'm saying, would he just be like, we still in
work? One thing he would definitely disapprove of,
yeah,
them skinny jeans. They probably guarantee, man. Who agree with that? I bet you. I have a dream.
No skinny jeans.
No skinny jeans.
I was so
coming over around Martin with them skinny jeans.
He
probably slapped with the Bible. He said, "I can see all your chains."
Yeah,
I can see your chains, your chapstick, everything.
Oh, and everything. Give me some change. I see it in there. Shoot it.
Yeah, man.
What would Martin think about today's generation? Not just the skinny jeans, everything.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well,
like, how people were acting, how, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
rappers are nowadays, you know what I'm saying? But not, you know. So what do you think about that? Would you think Martin was would he be cool with hip hop? Or you know what I'm saying, would he just let it be, you know? Let's start off with Mr. Fields. What do you think Martin would think of hip hop?
Well, you know what I'm saying, I don't think he'll really be all into hip hop because, you know, he's more than likely he'll be.
But you think would he disapprove of it? Or would you think he'd say he's not into it because he probably wouldn't like that music and all that, but would you think he'll encourage it, you know what I'm saying? Wouldn't disapprove, he would approve of, like, you know what I'm saying, young black men getting money.
Yeah, he wouldn't disapprove. I don't think he would disapprove of it, but I would think that he would like more substance in it. He would like to, especially if we would want him to listen to it. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if he was there, we definitely had to have a different type of hip hop going on. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. But
in all actuality, man, it'd be like, you know, I don't think that he would down it, but like I said, he wouldn't support it. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, it's family members that don't support hip hop or whatever.
Yeah.
Especially like it wouldn't be so much as the bubblegum type hip hop. It'd be the gangster hip hop that they really have a problem with shooting and all that, because you know that's just showing negativity. You know what I'm saying? But if you speak of something positive,
but in that time, like if Martin was still here, you think people would be even rapping about that? You know what I'm saying? You think people would even be acting like that? You know?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it would be like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I think the school systems would be different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It'll be some real deal schooling. I believe if he was here, he would be trying to have the Holy Bible in schools, like back in the day, like they used to have the Bible in schools. But once they took out the Bible, that's when all the everything start, you know, really going crazy. You know what I'm saying? Real talk.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, all this nonsense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And but they have, you know, it's crazy because they want to praise you. You know what I'm saying? When you're doing good, but when everything going bad, you know what I'm saying? They gonna put you in the gutter already. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, got nothing to say.
Yeah, for real, or
that's
trying
great.
To help out the black community, you know what I'm saying? And the black community definitely needs it, you know what I'm saying? Because if you go in the white community, you know what I'm saying? I'm not president, but if you go to white community...
I mean, it's just a natural, you know what I'm saying, natural fact, you know what I'm saying? It's to the eye, you know? So
exactly.
You can't not being racist, just being, you know what I'm saying, observant, you know?
Right, true that.
MKD, I want to ask you the same question. You think Martin would approve of hip hop or be down with hip hop if he was still here?
Well, I think he would be more open minded. You know, you know, like children, we idolize what we see. If he was alive to this day, more people would be wanting to be like him than the people that we see on TV now today. So,
yeah,
because
we just got Obama.
Know,
you know what I'm saying?
Obama's good, and, you know, people are starting to change slightly, but Obama just came in to this lifespan. Martin Luther King been here for years, and, you know, you hear kids, when they were kids, and they was idolizing Martin Luther King, and you hear them now, they leading towards, you know, God and Christ and government, you know. So think about if he was still alive now, he would put a whole lot of more wisdom in us to be like, let's go more towards the school, let's go towards more our education, you know. But nowadays we're not educating our children no more. The TV is so they idolizing rappers, they idolizing the hustling in the streets and the gutter. You know, we all came from the gutter. Martin Luther came from the gutter, but he took it to the book.
From
Bible.
The gutter to the top.
He took it like, look, if you follow God, I promise you, you will live a prosperous life. But now, you know, when you see TV, TV is fucking up our kids' brain. I have to say,
you're right.
It's messing our kids. You know, they want the quick life. Yeah. They don't want to put in hard work.
Right.
They want to see the flashy stuff, quick and profitable. Mm-hmm. They want everybody to give it to them, but they don't know. They don't know how what it takes to get all that. Like Martin Luther King, he put in more than what he took out. He gives his whole lifespan to us black folks, people. Like it was nothing about for him, it was for us, and he wanted he enjoyed doing that. He loved doing that. He didn't expect nothing back.
I know, right? He got tired doing that, but he knew it was necessary for it to happen. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's like sometimes it's not what you want to do, it's what you have to do.
What you got to do, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that.
Like, listen to me, we still get attacked by these dogs. We still, you know what I'm saying, going bad and everything. Just like, it's going bad and everything like that, but he still kept pushing to the day he was assassinated and whatnot. And it's funny that you talk about that, like what he's talking about, like he came from the gutter and everything, because he was like, I see a lot of people looking up to him because he came from the same place a lot of people came from, you know. He wasn't rich, he didn't come from no Ivy League school or nothing like that. He was just a man that he seen what needed to happen, and he did it, you know what I'm saying? He didn't like it, and he didn't complain about it. He didn't cry about it. He didn't say, oh, we unjust. He didn't say we unjust, but he went for it, you know what I'm saying? Even when everything went, where Rosa Parks didn't like the dog and everything still continued to the day he was assassinated, you know? That's inspiration for young kids to look up to, you know what I'm saying?
And whatnot.
We still got my boy Cripple King on the line. What you feel about the thing? You think, I'm going to ask you a different question, Cripple King. What rapper would you think he would be into?
We're from Tech N9ne.
Tech N9ne. Can't understand what he's saying.
He's talking, he rapping too fast. Slow.
I'm going to stop trying to do his voice because I feel like.
Nah, we doing it out of love, man. We doing it out of love for MLO.
Yeah.
We giving it up to the Kang and whatnot, man. But, y'all stick around for a minute. We also got some other people on the line, but they a little shy to talk. Area code 317 and all that. I see you out there. But y'all stick around for a minute. We're going to get some more hot independent music. Y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
The Rock
The Boss Gang of Judges. H.I.G. Double.
Maybe I can
hey
man,
you
bitch ass
nigga,
man,
no.
There isn't
any more.
Let's go.
We got some of the realest niggas we're gonna bring on the track. My nigga YG. Brim to brim. Let's go.
Post-traumatic war stress. Nigga, I give it to ya. Run through you like flow water and sandbag. It leave you hella shookin'. Space is not the only missing link in human evolution. The depths of the ocean. Catch me freestyling. Call it the pressure cooker. Mass murder. Rampage loose. Called in my hellhounds. Three-headed beast. Stalking the cipher. Welcome to hell now. And you can beg and shit on yourself. But you've been pre-warned. So you're to a scientific anomaly. Like stillborns. Hard in the street. Hard in the booth. Yes, it's what you niggas claiming behind closed doors. Googling Pox. You fucking damies. You niggas softer than the tissue roll. Half you niggas already know what a jujitsu claw. Grab you by your mouth, rip out your fucking soul. Say I ain't one of the sickest. Say I ain't one of the best. And yeah, I stay up late night watching no sex. It's a porno shit. I'm laughing at you fucking niggas. And you fucking pussies too. I'm like a fine ass sex boy. Niggas is fucking who?
See me rapper. 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 See me rapper.
I know you see me, nigga, pushing big tools. What you thought, nigga, you was the only dude? My tools will chop you up like you tofu. What you thought, nigga, mom's was gonna save you? Hell nah, got you fucked off in this pigeon coop. I'm not Devo, nigga, so what you wanna do? Guaranteed to knock you out them fucking boots. Pushing red rag, nigga, so woo. And I'm on my shit, so what it do? This my first track, so boo-hoo. Killing niggas off, like Doctor Who. And I don't care, so fuck you. Pushing mad whips, home rims, and I know exactly what I'm gonna do, man. And I don't care, cause I'm on my shit, and I'm trying to go ahead and just fucking spit.
Feed me rapper, feed me rapper, feed me rapper, the feed me rapper, feed me rapper, feed me rapper, feed me rapper, the feed me rapper.
Nigga, feed me a rapper, I smack like a cracker. Crime scene disaster, the aftermath is just laughter. After the ratchet blast, nigga, I'ma hit the ab. Crack me a bottle after I brack me a model. Swag is strong, home alone, nigga, hold the phone. Watch the throne, right or wrong, right or left. I confess, I'm the best, I'm the man. You the lamb, get sacrificed to afterlife. I'ma have to fight, I'ma have to grind. I'ma have to shine, nigga, I'm a mastermind. I'ma bust a rhyme, I'ma bust a cat, I'ma bust a jack on your cul-de-sac. I'm so relaxed, I'm so the shit, I'm hard to miss. Catch me on a fucking fist, catch me off a cliff, flying off a fucking cliff. I'm in the zone, spitting fire, here for hire.
Feed me rapper, feed me rapper, feed me rapper.
You already know it is.
Feed me, feed me, feed me, feed me rapper.
Barcode coming soon. Boss thing, bitch. What y'all know about it? Nigga, you already know what the hitman thing, nigga. YG, I see you out there, nigga. Dropping the bombs, YG dime. Ha, I see you out there. Rich as fish, nigga. Ain't nothing, nigga. We out there doing it, big. Grin the brim. Crazy ass nigga. Motherfucker like a silverback. I see you out there.
All the new rappers today act like
saints. What the fuck is this nigga talking about, man?
I ain't
what the fuck is this guy?
This
nigga wear spandex, yo. And y'all fucking follow this nigga? Do your own thing. Stay independent, nigga. Ball gang, nigga. Boss up or shut up.
Clip.
Fucking hoes.
Clip.
Let's go, nigga.
Who we shooting at? I'm positive subject, bitches, niggas, fake niggas, club songs, hoes that shake. Who I'm shooting at? I'm gonna shoot them in their fucking head. Who I'm shooting at? I got bullets for days, man. Feel me? These niggas ain't got no fucking ammunition, man.
This should be played at high volume.
Yes, you should. Let's get to it. YG once again. Back to the money. Yeah. Stop playing with you, dude. It's insane. You know what it is. Check me out.
YG with the flow when it's oh so nasty. I leave your trashy ass in a plastic bag. You know I'm strapped to something that'll split them in half. God, please forgive my past, but bless my future. These crooked ass niggas got me hot like a reaper. Had me all up the Kobe shit, turned me into a street. I'm running shit for my team so hard, so fast. Up in that red and black, you know it don't ask for silly. Re up on my back and 50 more up in my west. My niggas wild like Banshee, they just can't stand me. Give me 100K, I'll make it through a cop tape. Real sexy nigga with a cool little baby face. You wanna know who the ladies like? Gonna fall back and follow me, and I'ma lead the way. Nigga, I'm from Cali with a yada, he's unhappy. For a fact, we the fastest piece and sit your ass in that BZE. I'm the season MVP, and that BENZ. White like Cindy, your whole pop tags, and believe she pop 50. And make it so tricky, and that city color bent me. We pop it shit till it's empty. Please don't tempt me.
I told you, nigga. I told you.
YG.
Coming back.
YG. So you know I'm feeling lucky. You know these niggas to heaven in a half a second with the Mac 11. Standing on the floor, reflecting on the rubber grip, busting at you sons of bitch like Tyler's. We don't ever put like mine, cause every other thing turn his brain to catch him. I'm aiming from the neck up. Strong arm and again, no, we never mess up. No, we never let her. Tell him not to get ahead of himself. I'm headed to the shelf, there'll be another match on my belt. You better take the help, cause
don't
I pray your business. So many thoroughbred bitches looking like the freakness. Thank you, Luther, you kill it, man. You niggas kill it.
Why don't
flying down like you hear my nigga eye rocking.
No,
look real close, you see the fans watching the street. Nigga never talked about, nigga never walked around. Now you will fucking hawk him down, he put his lies in his crown.
Yeah, man, shit, I ain't doing shit, it's just what I do. I mean, fuck, YG, Supreme, you the only ones in the booth right now, you know what I'm saying? If you gon' hold it down, regardless of the H.I. Double thing, fuck what y'all talking about. Number one.
Welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. That's the boy YG. You already know what it is. Hitman Boss Gang. Right now we're talking about the legacy of MLK and whatnot, and we're talking about what he would think of hip-hop, what he would think of today's future, and just his legacy in general. So if you want to join the conversation, hit us up at 661-621-7559. Just press 1 to talk to the host and whatnot, and, you know, we would give a shout-out and everything, the good nature and all that. Another question I want to ask, too, why do you think he got assassinated? Why do you think, like, the powers that be hated on him to the fullest, that he would just have to, you know, he just have to go? I'm going to start with you, MKD. Why you think that?
Man, they know he was a life-changing nigga. They know with him still alive to this day, he was influenced a lot of people to go and do right, do the right thing, speak your mind, go ahead and do right, just do right. And think about if everybody was doing right, all the black people that need to be doing right, man, this will be a all black man world. If everybody stopped bullshitting around and get on their Q's and P's, and that's what Martin Luther King was speaking about, doing the right thing, doing for yourself, doing for others, and doing for your neighbors. And that's all he wanted. And
that's real talk.
People were going towards that. People, back in the days, it was like, love your neighbor. And everybody was down for that, love your neighbor. Nowadays, it's like, man, what can you do for me?
But do you think that was some of his downfall right there, too? Or like, being too...
Yeah, that's why they assassinated him.
Because he was to the government saying, oh, they're going to do this and everything, and then... That's the same people that, you know what I'm saying? They allegedly, because we ain't going, you know what I'm saying?
The government is set up for us to lose.
They allegedly did that.
The government is set up for us to lose. And they put in our head that we will lose. And they put us against each other. Martin Luther King was putting us together. He had white folks. He had the rainbow color, us all together in unity.
Yeah.
Coming to one and greater call. And that's making United States a better place to live in.
Yeah.
And the government don't want that because it's set up where people are meant to fail. They want people to fail. There's brick walls right there where they want everybody to climb over. But think about it. If you have a million people try to climb over the wall, fuck climbing over the wall. We're going to knock down the wall.
That's
how he tried to get us in together, come together in peace and unity. And now we don't have, like you said, we don't have people like that that's not afraid to put everybody together because they plotting. If you ever get too far big, they plotting. You be the next one to be dead. I guarantee you. You be the next one dead.
Do you think that's why black people really don't try to, like, strive for what Martin was trying to do? Because they feel like if they do get this big or get this much influence, that they're like something's going to happen to them. You know what I'm saying? They're either going to be shut down through, you know what I'm saying, through blackballing and whatnot, or intimidation, or even death, you know?
People are afraid to, we are here for a greater cause. And people are afraid to voice their opinion on the people for the right thing. Because people, there's always gonna be haters. Haters in the air, ghost haters that's not trying to come out. They're trying to eliminate what you're trying to bring to the table. And people are trying to live their life. They're trying to live all the way out to their 100. For real, Martin Luther King knew. He knew. When he's preaching to others, he was gonna have his day and time of his execution.
It's a crazy thing is because I was just watching some speeches about that, but I seen some things about Malcolm X where he was talking about he was doing a report and the man was like, "Do you fear for yourself for saying all this?" He was like, "Well, what I'm saying is I'm probably already what I'm telling the people." He already said I'm probably already a dead man. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I think these people already knew their demise. Yeah. Not, you know, say I'm not gonna say they was already speaking on the demise, but they already knew what they're doing. They're putting themselves in danger.
And
or,
you know what? It was
what
not
they saying,
that,
they
the people that the people that brought him in and realized there was a greater cause to just black on black. It was unity all around the world. That's when. Us black, that's messed up. Our own black people, our own blood killed him because he wasn't trying to stay in line.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to do bigger and greater cause. So
that's real talk.
It's just crazy. It's like you want to do things, but out of you doing something great, but other people want to kill you.
Yeah, that's crazy because. Somebody around my boy Tim right here, he just told me during listening to the I Have a Dream speech, I think he already knew that he was saying I might not make it there because he already seen what the future had for him because he already said I might not make it to the mountaintop with you, but he's striving for the best, you know?
Yeah, exactly. He's giving your all.
Yeah.
He's giving his all. He's giving his heart, mind, soul, and his life. He's dying for us, and there's nobody gonna want to die for you.
Yeah, real talk.
Right.
Nobody,
bro.
Mr. Pills, I want to ask you the same question.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Shit, bro, don't spoke on it like some real talk. You can't sugarcoat that. You feel me?
Yeah.
He hit it right on the head, no doubt. Everything he said, I totally salute. You feel me? And one thing that we have to understand is that President Obama is not a Martin Luther King, you know what I'm saying?
Martin Luther King,
let's not get that all the way, you know what I'm saying? Let's put it like that. And I Have a Dream speech, you have to understand that it was almost more whites at that speech than African Americans. As black folk, you know what I'm saying, when we thinking we're going to get us the black president, when we were hollering about, oh, we got us a black president coming in, blah, 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 everybody lined up to vote for him, man. You feel what I'm saying?
Talking
about, stayed out there like it was forever, all day, every day, but let's not get it misconstrued because Martin Luther King really had something special about himself.
That he really
attracted a whole lot of different people. You know what I'm saying? The white people don't even want to deal with Obama. You feel what I'm saying?
They had to deal with Martin and them.
There was no choice.
Ain't no getting
around
it.
You're right, Phil. He touched people's heart. He put something in your soul like, damn, I believe this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I believe if he was here, we wouldn't have a money crisis. It would have been handled the right way. You know what I'm saying? And me personally, I don't think he would want to have been president. You feel me? It's just what the people would have wanted. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They were going to take him down and he wasn't even president. You know what I'm saying? Say he would have survived that day. He probably would have got out of I ain't gonna say he would have got out of it, but he would have probably toned down things that he was doing.
Exactly.
He probably would not have been out there so much.
You're right. And you know, he wouldn't be no puppet. Obama is a puppet. He has to play both roles. And you know, Martin Luther King didn't play no role. He told it like it is. It's either you agree with me or you don't, because I'm going my way.
There's no debate, and that's what goes on nowadays. Especially with being a black president, you know what I'm saying? He is not, you know, I ain't bashing nothing. He's not giving the type of speeches that Martin Luther King would give. He's not really giving.
He ain't giving them speeches no more. But when he was running, he was real energetic.
He was really good, dude. That's when he was feeling it.
Got up in there, it's just like he just came the same old guy, the same old status
presidents were, and whatnot.
I think it is. It's more once you in there, it's more of doing than talking. First, you talk your way in there, but once you get in there, you have to show people what are you doing, what are you trying to do.
Even
when he's trying to do stuff, people are still knocking him down. And he's trying. He's trying. You see how he looks old as shit because them motherfuckers ain't letting him do nothing.
Bro.
And Republicans, you know, they have the upper hand right now, Democrats. So,
you know,
we all have to go in and definitely vote next year, because if we don't vote like the same and plus more, he will not be reelected.
That's what I'm saying. That's what that exactly. Yeah. That's why they color us. The Democrats are blue and the Republicans are red. You better think about that one. That ain't never gang affiliated pimping in the judicial and the Congress level. You feel me? Where you can't even touch these folks. You feel me? So, and without our vote, we gonna mash.
We better go hard, or pack your bag and take your ass home because.
Hey, don't want to.
We ain't got time for these niggas bullshit. Hey. If you come out hard.
Hey fellas, we're gonna bring somebody new into the conversation. We're gonna bring Tim from Palmdale right now. Tim, you on the line. You on the grind.
Hey, what's up?
Yes. So why do you feel that what happened to Martin Luther King and whatnot, how do you why do you think he got assassinated?
Martin, I'm not too sure. I'm really not too sure about Martin. I think he was just a black man that was just getting a little too much notoriety and speaking the truth about the oppression that black people were going through at the time and wanting the equal rights and everything. And I think that's pretty much the reason that he was assassinated.
Mm-hmm. That's real.
Yeah, that is real, you know what I'm saying? And what happened, you know what I'm saying? What do you think, like, with that whole era? Because it was a lot of people that got assassinated in that, you know what I'm saying, that situation. You know what I'm saying? Not just to speak on Martin, because that whole generation was different.
Yeah.
The, if you go with the whole generation and you start talking about that, that would include John F. Kennedy. And John Kennedy was assassinated, I believe, and I know a lot of other people believe, that he was assassinated because he was about to get rid of the CIA because they had no one to answer to. They could just go and do covert operations, kill whoever they want, and there was nobody to be held responsible for. He was also about to get rid of the Federal Reserve because he had already printed up $5 billion in silver certificates, which was real money.
Yeah,
what we
real
have
money.
Today in Federal Reserve notes is not really money. It's currency. And if you look at even Barack Obama, he said a lot of things that he was going to do in the beginning, but once he got into office and realized that he is the president of a corporation, he's not the president of a sovereign nation anymore. This is no longer a sovereign nation. This is a corporation in business to make money. That's our tax dollars.
Yeah, that's crazy. Because do you think, if Martin was still alive, do you think would this be going on, or would he bring it to light and whatnot?
I believe Martin, someone like Martin, would have brought this to light. Yeah.
Okay. That's what's up. Hey, let's bring somebody else into the conversation. I like this, man. I'm feeling the conversation right now. We got Reese on the line. What's up with it, cousin?
What's up? How you doing?
Well, what does MLK and his legacy mean to you?
No more sitting on the back of the bus.
No more sitting on the back of the bus. Black people still going to the back of the bus. Ain't nothing changed about that.
I ain't gonna lie, I do. I just don't like people.
Martin, Rosa, March all that way, but sit all the way in the back of the bus still. Ain't nothing craziness.
I believe he started a path for other African Americans as well, you know, Michael Jackson when he was black, all them things like that, for first of everything, president, stuff like that. You understand?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it still took a long time to get a black president, though, even with all that going on. You know what I'm saying? Because I still don't feel like they, you know what I'm saying? We got Obama, but like Tim was saying, he's a head. You know what I'm saying? Well, he's half black and white, but he's still the head of a corporation. It's the person they put in charge, you know? You know what I'm saying? But
we got extremely lucky to get him in office, I guess.
Okay, that's what it is. Man, I'm feeling the conversation right now. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to get right back to the conversation. So y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Up from BangOutRadio.com.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck you, man. We put this thing together. Me, Michael.
You got me, man.
in a time of need? Who can I trust to stand by me? Who can I trust? Who can I trust in this time of need? Who can I trust to stand by me? Who can I trust? Trust, not a damn soul. I got a 4-5 fully loaded that'll make your body turn cold. See me in the block, just know that I'm there. Use a loud mouth, nigga, tight your butts in the air. You won't shoot nobody, cause I know that you're scared. That's why I can't have you around when it's time to go there. Your actions speak louder than words. That's why I can't hear every move you make to me. It's so damn clear. Nigga, being poor for you is so damn near. So you better be cool, unless you want to cater run through. Get lit up like blunts do. You don't really want food. The rats are put upon you. Well, how your ass gone do? I'm thrilled with everything that I say that I'm gon' do. You just all talk, that's why nobody fucking warned you. Fucked up, you're left alone. Don't look for me for no help. Better get familiar with that thing in your belt. Who can I trust in this time of need? Who can I trust to stand by me? Who can I trust? Who can I trust in this time of need? Who can I trust to stand by me? Who can I trust? Who can I trust in this time of need? Who can I trust to stand by me? Who can I trust? Who can I trust in this time of need? Who can I trust to stand by me? Who can I trust? Who can I trust when that 4-5 bust? Because we hopping out of trucks, that's like two stories up. With two pistols on our nuts, and ain't no time for negotiation. A lot of fake niggas, but it ain't no association. Murdering niggas in the church, you can call it assassination. Man, I know that shit hurt, ain't no need for fabrication. Return them to the dirt, sit they ass down with Satan. I ain't waiting on shit, I show a lack of patience. I ain't hating on shit, I take it like a rapist. I be skating on the dating, riding with a bitch for patience. Very simple, nigga. No need for complication. I'ma pop you like a pimple. You can call it proactivation. And trust ain't the topic I choose to discuss. Because Lucas in the video gets your ass touched. Y'all bitch ass nigga pillow talking with them hoes. I can keep my mouth shut and I stay up in my mode. Who can I trust in this time of need? Who can I trust to stand by me? Who can I trust? Who can I trust in this time of need? Who can I trust to stand by me? Who can I trust? Who can I trust in this time of need? Who can I trust to stand by me? Who can I trust? Who can I trust in this time of need? Who can I trust to stand by me? Who can I trust?
Welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. That was the boy I Rockin' TT, YG. You already know it. YG Saddam. Who can I trust? Hitman Boss Gang representing everything like that. Right now, we're still talking about on the MLK issue and whatnot, what his legacy meant to you. We're talking about his assassination, who could have been part of it, why did he get assassinated and whatnot. And if he was alive, what would he think about today's black people? Not even today's black people, today's the country of today, you know what I'm saying? Because the things that he did, he helped build, shape some of the things today. But, you know, he I want to know what he would think of like that. It's a real great show right now. What you think, J-Pay?
I've just been sitting up here listening. I completely forgot that I was here on the show.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying.
Everybody got some good opinions, man, yeah. And everything makes sense.
Yeah, it's great. It's like, you know what I'm saying? We don't even got to put no input. We just got to throw them on and everything like that. But we're having a real great conversation. If you want to jump in, call 661-621-7559. Just press 1 to talk to the host and whatnot, and we can get you on. Or just leave a comment on Facebook or Steady Grinding, Facebook Grind Network or Steady Grinder James Payton. Right now, we're going to get back into Reese, and we're going to get back into caller 6200. We're going to go with caller 6200 first. 6200, you're on the grind. Oh, hold on. Let me get them on the grind first. You know, invisible haters. Even on MLK, they invisible haters trying to mess with us. Caller 6200, you're on the grind.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay.
How you doing? What's your name and where you calling from? Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Sound like you? Yeah, I can hear you now. What's your name, caller, and where you calling from?
I'm Sharice, and I'm calling from Vegas.
Vegas, Sharice, and you're calling from Vegas. So what do you think, what does MLK's legacy mean to you? Miss Sharice from Vegas, hold on right quick. You're breaking up a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Can you say that one more time?
Okay, I said that, I mean, it's all. It's because of the fact that I believe he's a prophet. You know, he things that were getting ready to come. Things that were getting ready to happen as far as people coming together. So that's what I believe. Did you?
Every time you start talking, it's a lot of noise in the background. Hold on right quick. Let me do something right quick. Let me try to check you out. It's a lot of background noise or something like that. Let me see what's up. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you perfectly.
Okay, now I can hear you. What's up? Hello?
I said that. Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, yeah.
I said that, you know, Martin Luther King was very important to me, and I'm going to tell you why. I believe the man was a prophet.
Uh-huh.
I believe that, you know, God has given him a vision as to what, you know, he was to say. You know, God was speaking through him to say what he said, to bring people together.
Okay.
And he saw it. You know, God gave him that vision. That's what I believe. Now, today I believe he will be kind of disappointed because, first of all, we black people are not coming together like we should. We don't help each other out like we, you know, like we should be doing.
Yeah, that is right. Yeah.
So you
think he'll probably disapprove of our people today?
Yes, I do. I think he would. And there's still racism going on.
I agree with her, too, on that.
Yeah.
You know, there's people still, their mindset is still in change. You know what I'm saying? They have not been set free from all of that.
Yeah. I got you right now. Yeah. We're going to bring somebody else in the conversation. We're going to bring 5892. We're going to bring Unique in the conversation. Unique, what's up with you?
Hey, yo, what's up? How y'all doing?
Yeah, you already know it is. Unique, go home, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. We're talking about MLK and whatnot and what his legacy means to the people and all that. What does his legacy mean to you?
You know, Martin Luther King's legacy means to me, it just means, like, a strong, like, strong values. Like, it means, like, togetherness. It means teamwork. That's what this man, he gave his life to make sure that black people could have something rather than just being called the colored on the side, you know what I mean? To just be, rather than just being somebody who has a separate home, separate city, separate life, he brought us all together so that we could all be a combined nation. And everything that he represented, he put out there so that it wouldn't, so he could let people know that our blood is just the same color as white people's blood and Mexican people's blood. We all bleed the same.
But that's just real talk, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason, why do you think he got assassinated? You think, is that some of the reason he got assassinated for? For trying to bring equality to the light?
I think that it was between white people and black people. Black people have their own, you know, views about what they should have deserved and stuff like that. See, that's the problem, I think, sometimes with us black people and stuff like that. We think that we deserve things rather than, like, somebody's supposed to handle something rather than just going out and getting it and working hard for it. We had to work to become equal, you know what I mean? We had to work to become that, just like anybody else. You have to work. Mexicans have to work. They have to work to get where they need to go, too, you know what I mean? And me being on more than one side, you know, equality is, like, something
that... It's everything.
Yeah, it's everything, because I wouldn't be who I am. I'm mixed with Mexican, black, and Japanese, you know. Me being a mixture of stuff, you know, it kind of like, we need that equality, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's real talk.
I represent equality, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's real talk, for real. We running out of a little time. We probably got like a few minutes left in the show. We're going to take one quick break, and we're going to let everybody get a shout-out. So everybody stay on the line. We're going to get back to everybody, so we're going to let everybody do their shout-outs in a minute. So we're going to take one quick break, so y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network, Bang Out Radio. .com.
Jump, baby, check. Yeah.
This
for my women that swag with class. I like them all. They turning heads when they pass. I like them all. Champagne in their glass. I like them all. Own cash, you know. I like them all. They at the libraries and all the malls. Got degrees and satisfied with their jobs. Sing a mom to all the model bras.
I'm just saying, I like them all.
From Palm Beach to New York, with they fine ass, stay in them shoe stores. She could peak game, watch how you talk. Don't embarrass yourself, she tell them dudes though. She like funny brothers, I got wit. Them type of chicks, she can't pop with. She love to travel to them tropics and conversate them deep topics. Design the clothes, man, she ladylike. Her fine little dime, born in 89. She takes like sips and tastes the wine. Before the night's over, she made me mine. Very humbling, ain't about drama. But that don't mean she ain't a boss mama. She stay natural, don't wear a wig. Hair done, nails done, everything did. This for my women that swag with class, I like them all. They turning heads when they pass, I like them all. Champagne in their glass, I like them all. Own cash, you know, I like them all. They at the libraries and all the malls. Got degrees and satisfied with their jobs. Single moms to all the model bras.
I'm just saying, I like them all.
She's gorgeous, astronomous, perfectly imperfect. Damn right, she's flawless. And regardless of her being heartless, I'm weak for her love, she's a goddess. Pretty eyes, reflection of the skies. Erection, watch me rise, injection in her thighs. Selection, she's the prize, rejection ain't surprise. Perfection, she's the size, protection when it's I can't deny her sexy. Lust her and love her, kiss her if she lets me. Passion marks on the flesh where her neck be. Regardless of appearance, she loves and accepts me. She's a bookworm and can get ghetto. Hit high notes, got me singing falsetto. It don't matter cause she's my main squeeze. Down to the last drop if they all.
For my women that swag with class, I like them all. They turning heads when they pass, I like them all. Champagne in their glass, I like them all. Own cash, you know, I like them all. They at the libraries and all the malls. Got degrees and satisfied with their jobs. Single moms to all the model bras.
I'm just saying, I like them all.
I like them all. From ghetto borders to bougie booty. She can be petite as long as she got a little booty. I like them intellectual mixed with a little sexual. Super busy chicks. Into the schedule, I put them on a pedestal, always boosting their confidence. If she incompetent, I take time to work on her common sense. This for the moms that's holding it down. Don't fool with ugly bros, I don't care if they mad at me. I said I like them all, but I was talking about bad bros. I don't cuff them, it's nothing for me to pass off. I like exotic hotties with erotic bodies. It don't matter if she in the squad or a Maserati. If you take my lingo, shorty, we can mingle. Before I let you go, let's exchange info. I love a nymph. Who ain't afraid to let her hair down? If you celebrate, we ain't gotta take it there.
This for my women that swag with class, I like them all. They turning heads when they pass, I like them all. Champagne in their glass, I like them all. Own cash, you know, I like them all. They at the libraries and all the malls. Got degrees and satisfied with their jobs. Single moms to all the model bras.
I'm just saying, I like them all.
Welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. It's about that time that we all dread in the show. It's about time to say them shout-outs and them goodbyes. But it's a lot of people on the line right now, and we're going to give everybody a chance to say their shout-outs. We're going to start with caller 6-0-0-O. Caller 6-0-0-O, what's up with you out there? Where you from? Where you calling from? You're on the grind. Caller 6236-00-O from 760 area code. Well, I guess they're a little shy right there, but we're going to start with everybody shy.
Oh,
they ain't that shy. They ain't that shy. They came up in here. What's up with you, man? Where you from? Where you calling from?
Man, I'm calling from Cal City, man. I'm from L.A., South Central, 65.
Man, shout out Cal City out there. What's up with it, man? We're going to ask you a quick question. What did Martin Luther King mean to you and his legacy and whatnot? And you can give your shout-outs after that. We do only got 4 minutes, though. I don't mean to pressure, but you got to be brief.
Martin Luther King, MLK Day, just means accomplishment to me, man. know what I'm saying, what he helped us accomplish and get through the struggle of Christ, you know what I'm saying, where we came from, where we bred from. It's showing us that we are better than what we portray ourselves to be, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's just what I feel about MLK Day, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's
what I'm talking about. You know, I just want to shout out to all my 6-0s, my 65 niggas, you know what I'm saying? Hold up. All right,
that's what it is, man. I appreciate the love calling in and whatnot. You need to shout out.
Hey, yo, what's up? I want to shout out to NoHo. I want to shout out to all my family today. We all hanging out together. I want to shout out to all the people that's been helping me out. I
want to
shout out to
UK
Productions.
All right. All right, that's what it is,
and
I appreciate
it. I want to shout out to Bang Out Radio real quick,
shout
too.
Out
my bad.
Too, bro.
Let me not forget.
Shout out.
Oh, that's messed up.
Reach, drop that.
Hello?
Yeah, Reese. Any shout outs before we go?
Yeah, of course. Shout out to Hitman, Stream Team, Bang Out Radio, Unique, of course, him and his bumper, Go Hard or Go Home.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to watch his video. You know, my daughter in the video, just lay, you know, sneaking that in real quick, you know, hey. And, you know, baby Amanda G, you know, all them, Erica Marie, all y'all, you know, my family, my cousins, my little cousins,
oh,
Unique. You still my little cousin. I love you.
All right.
Auto, everybody that's out there doing their thing, making it.
You can't punk us, man. Just because you're the oldest, man, you can't punk us no more. We're going to get old.
Want to bet? I got a battery. I can suck your ass, too.
Scream, don't test it.
I'm not going to test it right now. Sharice from Vegas. Any shout out?
Well, I'd like to give a shout out to my family in Indianapolis. And a shout out to my family here in Vegas. And to the Lord, who is my Savior. That's it for me.
That's most definitely. I appreciate you calling in and showing love. Who else we got out there? Cripple King. Any shout-outs?
Yeah, Cripple. Shout-out to my boy James. Crazy. He's on here, helping out with the spooks and everything. Shout-out to the imps. That's it.
Come on.
Appreciate you, love, man. I appreciate you calling in and spending a little time with us. Mr. Pills, shout-outs.
Hey, this your boy, Mr. Pills, all the way from the ATS. Shout out Bang Out Radio. Shout out to Topaz. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the artists that's nominated for the IMA Awards and Lancaster. You know what I'm saying? I'm the only artist out of the South, you know what I'm saying, doing it like that. Just Google Mr. Pills, MR.PILZ. Who's drinking, who's smoking, you know what I'm saying? You can check me, just my Facebook name, Mario Johnson.
Hey, bro, you got
you
a video for
saying?
That? Because you need to have me in the video, man. I'm be up in there.
Yeah, I got a video for that, man. Go check
it
on YouTube,
you
man.
For that one.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I'll just shoot you a link when I get off. You know what I'm talking about?
Most definitely. Just throw that on steady grinding.
Oh, yeah,
man. I appreciate you calling in and showing love, man. Spend a little time. My brother. Our third host, MKD, man. What's up with you, man? What's up? You got a shout out?
Hey, yeah, thank you, man. Thank you, bro, man. I'm glad you back on, and I hope we stay on and do bigger, better things. But, like, shout out to Sharice. Thanks for calling in, not being shy, looking out for the homie and shit. Thanks to Jane Payton for holding down, too. Thanks to Pills for creating new music. I ain't heard him in a minute. Go ahead and look for my Rebirth Nation. I finally got it on, and one song on there. It's real easy, MKD82. Rebirth Nation, MKD82. You know, want you to be my girl. I'm trying to upload some new music, but thank you for letting me on, and hopefully next week you can hear the I'm a Gemini, so you can hear my other side, my gutter side, so... Thank you.
Hey,
yeah, shout out to the people out there, man. Shout out to everybody that called in. Shout out to everybody that's listening. And I think we're going to have another discussion about this tomorrow, MLK Part 2. So y'all do it big, and appreciate y'all calling in for us, man. Y'all have a good one, and take care, man. Right here, Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com, and we out.
All right.
Hello, Jay?
Yeah. Damn, man. Yeah, man. Can you hear me?